My next guest, Brandon Strunk, is the founder of the hashtag walkaway campaign. He's a former liberal. So, he got the cure. He got the shot, the vaccine, and one-time Democrat Party supporter who made national headlines when he publicly walked away from the political left. He went on to create a powerful grassroots movement, inspiring others to do the same. And it's a pleasure to have him back on the show again. Brandon, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Great to be here.
There's a lot I want to talk to you about, but in particular because you were a true believer, so to speak. You took the red pill, fortunately. But because you were part of that side of the aisle, you've got that perspective. So there's lots I want to talk to you about, Mondami and some of the other stuff. But I've got to start with what's been going on most recent in the news, and hopefully you can maybe shed some light on this, is just this crazy response to a frankly harmless denim jeans ad campaign. The leftists are just going absolutely crazy, the outrage online, over an ad where she's just showing off a pair of jeans. I don't get it.
No, it's so deranged, and the genesis of the entire thing is absolute naked racism of the left. There is an absolute hatred for white people in America that has now come from the left, and it's so deranged. It is so beyond at this point trying to seek out anger and hurt feelings and offense where it doesn't exist. I look at that ad and it reminds me, frankly, of like old jeans ads from maybe the 70s or 80s with Brooke Shields. It almost kind of harkens back to a time like that. It's completely innocent. I actually thought it was kind of cute and sexy and, kind of fun, and reminded me of what good old like American jeans ads used to be like before, frankly. The left kind of got a hold of the industry, and it became about like, how ugly can we make models?
Right.
Because
yes,
we certainly went through that phase. How ugly and obese can we make models? Now we're kind of like going back to a time of classical beauty appeared. That's what it's about. There it is right there, is that they hate classic beauty. They hate really anything truly beautiful.
Right.
And that's, I think, probably just as much what it is as the whiteness.
Well, and for any in the audience who don't know who she is, she's not a Barbie model necessarily. She's not a runway model. She's not petite. I mean, she's not chunky, but she's, I like your analogy. She's classically beauty. She's fully breasted, shall we say. I don't want to get into any details, but she's classic. I love the look. It's a good way of putting it. But the thing that I don't get about this is just the hate that's, I mean, yes, what they do is they make a comment about she looks great in her jeans, but they're equating that to genetics. They say that it's Nazi propaganda. They're using like eugenics. And it's the whole thing on this is because she's blonde and blue eyed. And of course, it's Nazi propaganda. And I just don't, the left, just, they're so unhinged. And I just don't understand this.
Well, no, and the thing is, too, and look, I haven't even researched the ad campaign, so I don't even know about what I'm about to say, if it's true, but I'm willing to put some money down that it is true. I would imagine this is probably the kickoff to a larger campaign in which we're going to begin to also see black models and Hispanic models.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And other models who also have great genes. They probably just happen to have chosen this model to kick off the campaign. And if we would all, take a breath and, the left would calm down, they would probably find there's probably some gorgeous black girl who's about to be featured.
Exactly.
As well.
Yes. Or some men, for that matter, who look good in a pair of jeans. It's the whole thing is just crazy, but it's symptomatic and emblematic of what is going on with the Democrat Party right now. I mean, you just saw that Wall Street Journal poll, and certainly Wall Street Journal is no right-wing rag, that showed that the highest unfavorability of the Democrat Party dating back 35 years, well over 60% of the American voters who have unfavorable rating of the Democrat Party. It's because of this kind of nonsense.
Well, it's because of this kind of nonsense. It's cultural issues, but it's You know, it's a lot of things. I mean, when they're prioritizing these kind of things over the actual, you know, kitchen table issues,
right,
the economy, jobs, things like that. And there have been a number of, you know, pretty high profile Democrats or people who support the Democratic Party who have been trying to call this out recently and say, you know, why don't we stop prioritizing illegal immigrants or the trans issue or whatever over these American citizens issues. This is where we're getting clobbered. And they're right. You know, and Trump got in there and he is prioritizing the American people. It's having a devastating effect on the Democrats' approval rating. And that's what we're seeing. But still, but this, look, they created this monster and now they're going to have to own it. You know, they allowed these people, they, in 2020, Black Lives Matter, this entire movement, all of this is an extension of basically legitimizing the sentiment that we were all told in 2020 about how, you know, white people are so terrible and white supremacy and inherent racism and all of this stuff. And now they're trying to find it anywhere they can to justify this stupid ideology that they tried to get us all to buy years ago. And, you know, the Democrats have to own it now because they supported it.
Absolutely right. By the way, we're talking with Brandon Strock. He's the founder of the hashtag Walkaway movement. By the way, I follow you on X. I suggest, highly encourage my audience to follow you. They can find you on X at Brandon Strock. And it's got an A at the end of it, so S-T-R-A-K-A. Brandon, I want to ask you about an event that you held last Sunday. And it was the Restore NYC rally. And I think this was in part designed to just sort of push back a little bit, for lack of a better phrase, against democratic socialism. And what's interesting is, you know, you look at what's going on in New York City, in all likelihood, unless something unlikely happens, New York City is going to elect an avowed socialist for their next mayor, this crazy Zohan Mamdani. And I mean, this guy, if you look at the platform that he's run on and some of the things he's said in the past, especially in regards to what just happened, the shooting recently, you've got the guy's ending cash bail. He said defund the police, repeal mandatory minimum sentences. I mean, and that's just his law enforcement pledges. The other stuff that he's supported, I mean, he's a radical leftist, and yet they want to elect him mayor of New York City.
Yeah, exactly right. And yeah, he's a police hater. He is an ICE hater. He wants to abolish ICE. He wants to defund the police. In addition, one of his policies that doesn't get talked about that much, and I wish it would, because I think it's one of the most dangerous policy points and one of the most disturbing, is that he wants to decriminalize all drug use. Mm. And that might not seem necessarily at the top of most people's lists, but I encourage all those people to take a trip to San Francisco sometime and
right,
take a look at what happens when people are allowed to shoot heroin openly in the streets, deal drugs openly in the streets, crystal meth, fentanyl. You know, we have a crisis in this country, really, of massive. Our youth are dying at crazy numbers from a fentanyl crisis that we have. But in addition to that, to me, there's a direct connection between what just happened in New York City and drug use. You know, you can see, as somebody who's lived in New York City for more than 20 years, there are times you're walking down the street and you can see in somebody's eyes that they're on something or something is going on. And you take a person who's already got a propensity for mental illness or whatever else, and you make hard drugs easily accessible to them, you're going to end up with incidents like this happening all the time. And so I think that he's insane. I think he's incredibly dangerous. But this event that we did last week on Sunday, the rally against, not for, but against democratic socialism. And it is the first of what will be many rallies and events that we'll be doing to help fight Zohran Mamdani and the socialist threat against New York City, which is really the socialist threat against the entire country. Because if we allow these things to be normalized in New York City or Los Angeles or California as a whole, Washington, Oregon, the Northeast, Hawaii, Right now, the Democratic Party has given its endorsement to a Democrat socialist for mayor in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Right.
You know, so this is spreading already, and we have to stop it now. And that's what I'm here to do in New York City.
I mean, look at I just saw recently your Metro Transit Authority in New York's estimated that his plan for free busing would cost some upwards of $650 million a year. The free grocery thing, that's crazy. In Missouri, they tried the free bus thing, and it was an utter complete failure. After 4 years, they reversed course because they realized they couldn't afford it. Now they've gone back to paid busing. I mean, how would just that alone, just the busing thing, how would you pay for that $650 million a year? There's just no reality in his platform. It's not grounded in reality. And yet, in all likelihood, do you think New York will elect this idiot?
Well, I think what's going to have to happen is we are going to have to rally and coalesce behind one candidate as an alternative. And my hope is that that will happen sooner rather than later. You know, right now we have a four-way split, and it's not feasible to defeat him if that continues.
Correct.
So I think the path to defeating him is going to be three of these candidates are going to have to drop out. And in regards to your question about the busing, yes, of course. And, you know, the cost analysis, I think, is just one piece of it. The other is that if you are a person who is dependent on public transportation, as most New Yorkers are, and if you're a person who's struggling to get by in New York City, as most New Yorkers are, it's beyond, you know, I understand the allure of being told you can travel for free. Or that you'll have a rent freeze on your apartment, or the free health care, all of these things that he's promising to offer. But the problem is, first of all, it's very unlikely to actually come to fruition. And number two, if it did, it would be a disaster. I mean, we would be talking about buses that are never on time, breaking down,
right,
riddled with crime, homeless people. I mean, it would be a third world transportation system.
Well, and as we all know, eventually you run out of other people's money, and that would happen. It's like his plans are, you know, raising taxes on the uber rich and corporations. Well, okay, they'll just move out. I mean, we're seeing that in California. That's why there is an exodus of people out of California. It's because they're tired of the taxes. Well, same thing would happen in New York if it isn't already.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. It's the financial capital of certainly the country, arguably the world, but people don't have to stay and stick around and be the target of the government. I mean, when you've got a mayor who has a real hatred for wealthy people, successful corporations, why stick around?
Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to your point. They're going to go to Texas. They're going to go to Florida. There's other places they can go. And all of the whatever funding would be available to support these programs will collapse, and then the people who need, who are most disadvantaged, are going to suffer the most in the end.
Back in 2018, I know I have to let you run, but back in 2018, Donald Trump publicly recognized you as part of, you know, for starting the walkaway movement, the walkaway march. Do you think that there's a chance that we can continue to grow this? I mean, I think that's part of the allure that Donald Trump has brought to politics, to modern politics, is bringing Democrats and liberals, red pilling them, basically. Do you think that can continue?
Well, I know that it is continuing, and I know it will continue. Part of what I did with Walkaway when I started it was created a testimonial campaign for people to share their stories and share their videos about why they're walking away and join our movement. And we've only continued to grow throughout the years. You know, it's funny, and maybe this is another conversation for another day, but, you know, after I was heavily targeted by the Biden regime between 2021 and 2024, a significant portion of the conservative media kind of just started pretending like I didn't exist. You know, because I think it became, disadvantageous or whatever to talk about me or my movement. The funny thing is we continue to grow and we continue to thrive and nothing has really changed. It's just, you know, a lot of people stopped talking about us and everything that we did. But I think that now, you know, I don't want to shock you, but there's a lot of people on our side of the aisle who lack courage
Yeah.
But now that Donald Trump is reelected and back in office, I think some of those people have found their spines again and have begun talking more again about what we're doing with Walkaway. And so, I know. I mean, our numbers have continued to grow. The testimonials continue to roll in. And so I know people are leaving the Democratic Party.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate you. Carry on your work, my friend. If folks are interested, if they want to find out more about you, they can visit Brandon Straka. And again, it's Strock, but I say the A because I want them to know it's there, .com. And they can find you as well at Brandon Straka with an A at the end of it on X as well. And it's, again, hashtag walkaway.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you. Will do.